Hello, my name is Yuri Halak, and I'm one of Dr. Kurtunen's master students. Today I'm going to talk about my work into integrating an electrostatics model into the most popular coarse-graining simulation model for biological materials, specifically into the Martini model. Now, the Martini model in itself is, well, pretty simple. It incorporates four heavy atoms into a coarse-grained bead, and then depending on the bead's polarity, hydrogen bonding properties, and the general charge, it assigns one of 18 bead types to it. The bead type then governs the Lennard-Jones potential parameters, while the mass, the total mass of all of the particles and the bead govern the total bead mass. And then the simulation, the coarse-grained simulation is run on these beads. Since this is a coarse-grained model, it runs quite a bit faster than the detailed all-atom models currently used for a lot of things. And it's been parameterized to reproduce hydrophilic and hydrophobic interactions. So it's often used for things like phospholipid bilayers and surfactants. Unfortunately, when one tries to use it for proteins, they tend to unfold. And this is because the Martini model doesn't have an explicit charge treatment in it. So all of the hydrogen bonding that's involved in holding the proteins together, not present. And that is what I'm trying to fix in my work. I'm implementing a type of fluctuating charge model known as the split charge equilibration. It's most commonly seen in solid state physics, but I'm trying to implement it for biological soft matter. Unlike a lot of other charge equilibration techniques, this one avoids metallicity by having this kappa S factor, which inhibits charge transfer across bonds. And the total charge on each bead is the contributions from all of the neighboring atoms that are actually bonded to it. So you could have charge traveling across the molecule from one side to another, but this kappa S factor inhibits it. And the charge transfer would be caused in one part by the electronegativity and in another part by any external electrostatic potentials. All of this is going to be parameterized to gas phase quantum mechanical simulations in hopes of attaining a force field that will work a lot better than the current Martini model for basically hold proteins together during simulations. This approach allows us to have dynamic charges and in effect, this lets us have polarization, but only along the bonds that are present in the molecules. The downside is that as this is a matrix system, the charge equilibration takes time. The solution to this seems to be either using a linear solver. Using a linear solver that would work on a GPU, however, since the best method for the system seems to be the linear constrained least squares, I haven't found an implementation of the library yet that either works on a GPU or can handle a sparse matrix. So for now, it runs really slow. Currently, I'm in the debugging stage for the code. I've implemented into the Gromax modeling package so that users could simply take it off the shelf and run it with their current simulations, Gromax being one of the more popular packages out there. And as a test case, as a proof of concept, I'm parameterizing it to work for an all-atom SPC water to check whether I can reproduce existing published parameters. The subsequent steps would be to combine this split charge equilibration approach with a polarizable dipole or a Drude oscillator model, which has already been implemented into GROMX, so it should be easier. And this would be done to have polarizability out of the bond direction. And the final goal of the project would be to reparameterize the whole Martini model to include this split charge equilibration charges. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Yuri.